The man he is today is not the man he used to be. It all changed due to one fateful encounter. He used to be in alleyways, killing and eating rodents raw to avoid starving. Now, he eats roast wildebeest with red potatoes and expensive wine sauce. The way your life can change if all you do is simply adapt. It's easier to play psychological tricks than people think. You just have to be slick with it. He learned how to have a sleight of mouth and worked his way up the food chain, which he felt was truly living hell. He liked making others run errands and hated to do them his damn self. Instead of big, scuffed up, and worn out boots, he now wears fitted, polished, and brand new leather boots that he gets someone else to lace up for him. He was no longer wearing ragged, dirty clothes. Oh no, he was way too good for that now. Now, he wears the finest silk, cotton, and velvet clothes and is always adorned in gold chains wherever the chains can go. Though, he mostly wears them on his head, neck, and waist, connecting the chains on his pants that hang next to his long legs. You could always tell when he was coming your way because you could hear the clanking of the chains. Despite this, if anyone tried to harm him, it was quite hard. And not just because he had guards. He could handle himself quite well, actually. Almost too well. The thing about it is the fact that he loves to see people in pain. So when he got a hold of you, it was like a crocodile. He bites, and he won't let go until he's done. People say that it's better for his guards to get to you before he does. You must be asking, how did he get so lucky? Sure, he can pick up on tricks, but he sure made it big. He has to have some type of luck on his side. Well, lucky for you, I know the secret to his luck. He sold his soul to the devil. Simple, right? If only it was. Those golden chains on him that make it seem like he's flaunting his wealth are actually holding him down, binding him to the king of the underworld himself. He doesn't mind it. The chains only remind him of how far he's come and how he has so much more to conquer.